Use.gov.
Hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Clay and Jennifer and Richie and our friend from the Word of Well, he is everybody. His word is supermarket. His job is to be the supermarket guru. His name is Phil Lempert. He has lots of food sense, and he's brought to us by the folks at the American Egg Board, who urge you to be a good egg, eat eggs every day. We helped a lot of people over the Christmas and New Year's season, Phil. A lot of people, 20-some-odd thousand listeners who took the pledge, were able to get a free coupon good for a dozen eggs when they purchased a dozen eggs and helped to help those who needed help. This is a great service because this is a great food. A lot of people don't realize how simple, I mean, if we've grown up on eggs, grown up on the farm, or if you've grown up in a family that added eggs to almost everything. I can remember as a kid, eggs went into the hash. Eggs went into the flour. Eggs went into
absolutely everything.
Yeah. I should ask Roberta and maybe even Richie, all the cooks that we have here, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie, is meatloaf. My mother used to make meatloaf, and eggs went into the meatloaf.
Absolutely.
Sure, and into meatloaf.
Yeah.
Well, I love eggs for dinner.
I'll share with you, though. My mother, who was a horrible cook, and I say that with a lot of love and respect.
So was mine, by the way.
And hide hard-boiled eggs in the middle.
That's very traditional. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
It was bad. It was just bad.
Why? That's good.
It was bad. I love the eggs. I love my mom. I love meatloaf. I don't
You don't want a surprise inside of your meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like two eggs looking out from inside, like some kind of a creature. Anyway, the eggs, though, are vital to our health and nutrition, and there are lots of people in this country who have a responsibility of making sure that a lot of these great eggs get to market every day. And not only are they popular here now, I don't know whether, I guess I never thought much, Phil, about eggs and how they are eaten around the rest of the world. I mean, what can you do with an egg? You can boil it, you can poach it, you can fry it, you can mix it with all kinds of other food, scramble it up, all those things.
But pretty, you know, eggs.
You can throw it at the crotchety old guy's house down the street.
Yeah.
I did that a few times.
But, you know, you go to Europe and eggs are used very traditionally, especially in French cooking, as dinner items.
Really?
You make frittatas for dinner. You make quiches for dinner. And these are all egg-based dishes.
Pierre, have you noticed that over in France? And you're reading you have eggs here, eggs there, everywhere. There are eggs.
Eggs everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. There's the top of the Eiffel Tower, so it's some wine, some vino. It's fantastic. You Americans are so blind with your eggs.
All right. So, Phil, you can see we have this universal approach to eggs.
Absolutely. And, in fact, I've got to tell you, and Doug knows, that I've had the flu probably for about the past 10 days. And so I'm stuck in a hotel room where basically it's raining outside. I basically lived on eggs for breakfast and for dinner. They have been my staple to get me strong and to get me well. Eggs and NyQuil.
How's that working out for you?
Good. I'm
trying to make a quiche
better.
With eggs and NyQuil. Substitute the NyQuil for the milk.
There you go.
Yeah, no, not together, not together.
Now there is a visualization for you, folks. Eggs and NyQuil. All right, so now that we move away from that visualization into the new world of reality, let's get off of what a lot of people have been talking about here today to something that is a practical way for you to help yourself. We still have to, the world goes on, we have to eat, we have to nourish ourselves, and one of the ways people do it is with the meat. There are new meat labels. I noticed this weekend as I was looking around for the things that are important for our discussion purposes, Phil, how the price of meat and sugar especially has, in the month of December, gone to record highs. Oil, seed, grain costs, all of these things will have the impact. There are 55 commodities tracked by the Food and Agriculture Organization, and they are at an all-time high. Most of the things that are being tracked, but sugar and meat are at the top of the lists. And one wonders how this is going to, you look at the cost of sugar, which is trading at $752 a metric ton. Were you part, we had the discussion, was it you and I'm trying to remember where we came up with the statistic that the average American eats a 55-barrel drum of sugar every year. Mm. Was that in our conversation? See,
that's amazing, and probably the average American doesn't realize it.
No.
And that's probably the biggest problem with all the hidden sugars that are in all our foods, whether it be a frozen food, whether it be condiments and so on. That's the big culprit.
Yeah.
It's not the sugar that, you know, we put on our cereal in the, or in our coffee. It's those hidden sugars that really are the dangerous ones.
All right. Now, but to speak to meat and meat costs and how people decide what they're going to buy for meat if they are interested in eating meat, there are new labels. What do the labels address, or is there something they don't address that is obvious that ought to be addressed?
Well, the interesting thing about this new legislation, and it doesn't take place till 2012, is that on 40 of the most popular cuts of both raw meat and poultry, there's new labels that are going to list calories, calories from fat, total fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, sodium, protein, and vitamins for the single ingredient cuts and ground cuts of beef, poultry, pork, and lamb. Now, why is this all important? Because most of us will go to a meat case and believe that if we get the ground turkey, for example, it's going to be less fat than the ground beef.
Yes.
But the reality is that we should be consuming about just a 4-ounce serving, about the size of a deck of cards, of protein, whether it's meat or poultry and the like. But, for example, if you just take a 4-ounce serving of 70% lean ground beef, that has about 350 calories. But what most people don't know is 270 of them are from fat.
Wow.
So, you know, I think that this new legislation is going to get people to make better decisions, certainly. You know, this is something that, I applaud. It's long overdue. And also, all the meat producers are out there very nervous because over the past 6 years, we've actually seen meat consumption decline in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And all the pundits are saying that this is going to make it decline even more.
Well, meat in the main, meat from beef is not good for you. In almost every measure that you come up with, everybody says, well, we have to have protein. Okay, so it's probably, even though I don't eat meat, so I sound like I am pretty biased, I'm not open on this, but what we do need is protein in our system. What I've decided is that soy is not the proper way to get protein. There may be other ways through nuts and cheese and things that, but people don't want to have dairy. And I mean, there are all kinds of choices. But there is this need. And so is it in moderation, throwing aside my argument for not eating meat, if you have one piece of meat that's the size of a deck of cards a week, if you have one piece of turkey the size of a deck of cards a week, one piece of chicken the size of a piece of lamb, pork, if you have you can certainly find seven different meats that you can have the size of a deck of cards with one meal a day, of course, across the week, right? Isn't that? I mean, that probably would serve people well.
And,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Doug, I think what you're pointing out is probably the most important. We need a well-balanced diet.
Yeah.
I think that there is a place for meat and soy and just about everything in our diet, but we've got to think about balance.
Yeah.
You know, those people who for lunch each and every day,
mm-mm,
and then having a pot roast for dinner, that's not the way to eat.
No.
But whether it's fish, whether it's meat, whether it's poultry, to rotate all these kinds of proteins, that's really the healthiest diet.
Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru. Go to supermarketguru.com, supermarketnews.com, philsfoodsense.org, gooddayshow.org to find Phil, his picture, and the information that would lead you to believe this guy really knows what he's talking about. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Hey, Luden's, it still works wonders.
All right, 18 after the hour, Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. There is also a lot of discussion this week about the over-the-counter cough medicines for children and people not knowing the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon, which seems incongruous to me, but that's me.
Well, you know, in fact, there was a study that just came out in the American Medical Association, and what they found is 99% of the dosing cups that are included with OTC cold remedies are flawed, that they're just not accurate. And as we were talking during the break, Richie pointed out that a lot of times on the dosing cups, it might say ounces or teaspoons, and on the instructions themselves, they use a different kind of measurement.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of confusion about this. So what we find is New York State Representative Steve Israel has introduced new legislation called the Protecting Our Kids Medicine Act to try to standardize these dosing devices and measuring cups. And frankly, when you look at things like this, you've got to just shake your head and say, why do we need legislation? Shouldn't these manufacturers understand, you know, English, number one.
Shouldn't parents be able to tell there's been a teaspoon?
Some kind of research to understand how people use their products.
Yeah. Teaspoons, tablespoons, why wouldn't you know that as a matter of course at home? Why don't the families know that? We're so many people are just so divorced from reality or common sense. Man, how do the children find themselves in safe, sound, secure surroundings? You gotta
It is amazing. I would agree with that.
All right. Phil Lempert, a supermarket guru, Phil's Food Sense. Check that out. The PBS stations around the country airing this great key to understanding where your food comes from, which is part of what Phil is all about. Good Day Time is 21 after the hour.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
My faith is last restored. To know that vice can be its own reward. I always go to bed at 10. Now, isn't that a bore? I always go to bed at 10. Then I go home at 4. And that's the kind of element it's all.
I love.
Carolyn,
thank you.
I love you.
Thank you.
She will be missed. I know she's going to do 800,000 other wonderful things for people. But I'm going to miss the show.
Huh. I thought she was singing a song there.
She kind of did.
Did she?
Yeah.
Liza Minnelli singing and talking to Oprah. Oprah is all over the place being interviewed by people that normally she wouldn't have paid a bit of attention to. She'd be like swatting flies on the back of an elephant. But now she wants to be everywhere. So Piers Morgan has Oprah Winfrey on like it's a big deal.
Oh, why do you know?
She's everywhere. All she's doing is plugging her new network, OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. And that's fine. We all like to promote stuff that we're doing. It just seems a little over the top, her appearances. But people fawning all over her.
Look at how dominated all of our cuts are by Oprah today.
Right.
That's
exactly what I'm saying.
She's
everywhere.
Oversaturated, for sure.
Yeah, it is oversaturation. Searching for the next TV star. Well, let's see. There are three different shows that premiered on the Oprah Network over this past weekend. One of them was Behind the Scenes, which has the story of what goes on before and after Oprah does her television program. And then the Oprah search for the next TV star. It's like it's 24 hours a day. She has to run from studio to studio to studio to studio at least to get this thing started because she's in all of it. It's kind of like a show. Oftentimes, good movies or good television shows are predicated on how many times, if there's only one star, that person shows up in every scene or how many scenes they show up in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, Oprah shows up in all of the scenes for all of the, and she calls upon her all-stars like Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil and Susie Orman. Here, Dr. Oz, they're in the first show of the all-stars. They're going to put these people together every week for an hour. Dr. Oz, they got on to sex in the first show and when the best time of day is to make love.
Look at those numbers now. 60% of you aren't having sex.
And I heard on the Dr. Oz show that the best time to have sex is 7 o'clock in the morning. I thought that was problematic.
It does. Wake up,
7 in the morning?
Testosterone levels are fine. That's why guys get erections in the morning. It's the best time hormonally for us. The women usually are enticeable at that hour because you haven't done anything wrong yet. So you can make magic happen.
You wake my wife up at 7 in the morning, you've done something wrong. No question about that.
It's a real problem for me, being I'm here with you guys.
All right. Okay. Let me play the devil's advocate here. Oprah is billed as being the queen of
self-improvement.
Well, self-improvement.
Talk television.
But also
talk television,
stuff that everybody can view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm playing that on a program, a radio program, that basically has the same reputation.
Yeah, but I squirmed a little bit.
Okay, and so did I.
Yeah.
So, in this circumstance, is she broadening... Or...
I only squirmed at the 7 a.m. part. Is that weird?
But you understand what I'm saying.
Well,
here it is. What is this?
She's
cable. Now she's going to have a different image on cable. A little dicier, a little spicier, a little sharper.
But Oprah was never made for nine-year-olds. Never, ever. No. She's made for a young woman or, you know,
the mom of a nine-year-old may be watching the TV and the nine-year-old may be in the room. It's for somehow, with us, you're in the car. The kids are captive. They must listen to what we are talking about, which is why we have to treat it a little bit differently than Oprah might have to treat it.
Well, we don't have to, but we choose to.
Right, and we talk about it in a fun, conversational way. She talks about it in a
as long as we keep Roberta
way.
Out of the conversation.
Right. Yeah, jeez.
Roberta. Thanks.
Always takes us into the gutter.
Isn't it great?
The freaking website's got tons of great stories on us today.
Have the great stories. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. While a vacation may seem like the ideal time to try out a new sport like snorkeling and water skiing, there are important safety concerns to keep in mind. First and foremost, equip yourself with information. Look for real lessons. No one expects you to be the pro, but if you're not comfortable out there on the water, look for resorts with instructional programs with competent teachers. At the Elegant Hotels on Barbados Island, the Aqua School provides free instruction and free use of the equipment for sports such as kayaking and water skiing, in addition to private surf instruction. You got to always ask if experience is necessary to start out. It may seem annoying if that keeps you from doing something you've always wanted to try, but there's a reason why restrictions are in place. For your safety. For example, at the Maroma Resort and Spa on the Riviera Maya in Mexico, activities such as the night dive are restricted to certain skill levels, while kiteboarding and snorkeling are allowed only after lessons are given. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen and my family, or my posse, given the circumstances we're surrounded by, I think that we stay away from that. As, even though it's innocent, it doesn't sound innocent to some because it brings into an inculcated mind.
What doesn't sound innocent?
Posse. Posse doesn't sound. It infers guns and violence and going after bad guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And,
hey, I saw True Grit.
Oh, yeah?
How was it? It was really good. That little girl should get an Academy Award nomination.
She's amazing, yeah. She'll be up. Absolutely. She's
Faux
up for it.
Show.
The focus now is on social media. Clay is following pretty intently what's going on. The tragedy in Arizona is our focus. And I'm not sure. Normally, every day we have a report from social media. The headlines there, though, I'm assuming, ought not to. It's one of the words like should that I want out of my vocabulary.
Wait, ought? We can't use ought either?
Ought. We can use ought, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this headline or these headlines today are duplicated, are they not? Pretty much social media abuzz and ablaze with talk about what has happened in Arizona, what the ramifications are, what the reasons are. And one would hope the fix is somewhere in those conversations as well, Clay.
Yeah, there's tons, and this is all over the social media. But I got a story today that's a little bit of a lighthearted break from this story.
Okay.
The social media, which is apparently Justin Bieber looks exactly like Donny Osmond, and I had never seen Donny Osmond before, and you guys have probably never seen Justin Bieber, but they look exactly the same.
I've seen both of them.
I don't know that I think that they look exactly alike.
Well, if you don't believe me, Rich and Jen and Roberta, go to the Good Day Show website at gooddayshow.com. And in our Today's Show stories box, I've put together a few pictures of both of them. And you can see there, they look exactly the same. There's almost, I can barely tell them apart.
Really?
Rich, are you
suggest
there?
Suggest you get a pair of glasses.
Right now. Well, are you talking about from when they were kids or now?
Well, Donny Osmond when he was Justin Bieber's age, or.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
Okay, now, well, where is this? I'm on the website.
They could be brothers.
Wait a minute. I'm not so much that I would dispute this. How did this get into somebody's mindset? Who was the first person?
Social media covers all types of topics.
Yeah, but who was it that had nothing better to do this weekend?
You know what most of it is?
Than looking at Donny Osmond versus Justin Bieber.
Their hair was exactly the same.
Totally.
Yeah.
People need to get a life.
Their top teeth, they had that smile where their top teeth are very prominent.
Ditto. People need to get a life. Please. A life.
Well, it's a nice little break.
A life.
All right, now let's go back to the heavy. Who's really to blame for the tragedy in Tucson?
Our poll, as a matter of fact, Richie, goes right down that street.
I figured it might.
Who is responsible for the tragedy in Arizona? A, political extremism on both sides. B, nobody's at fault but the shooter. C, the system is at fault for allowing him to slip through unnoticed. D, loose gun control laws for allowing the shooter to get a gun and ammo. Our poll on Friday, have you ever read the Constitution? You may remember last week, Speaker Boehner and former Speaker Pelosi decided that it would be a good idea for the body, i.e., the 435 members of the Congress, to take their turn reading the Constitution into the record. Not that it isn't in the record 87 million times, but this was sort of a nice touch, actually, to listen to these people. Not that you would think it was more exciting than watching paper get hung or whatever, paper watching wallpaper dry or corn grow or whatever the reference may be, but there's still... was kind of a homespun kind of, whether it was all for PR. I mean, so many people, again, back to these damn 24-hour news cycles. And well, what's your analysis of the Congress reading the Constitution, Fred? Well, Fred says, well, Frill, it really means that they know how to read. And maybe that means they know how to write. And maybe that means they can put punctuations in sentences. Maybe they'll write better bills. Ha, ha, ha. What do you say, Fred? And it's, okay, so... I mean, I should tickle myself with that, whether anybody else...
You know how I just felt like I just had a seizure? Did anybody else feel that way?
I love it when Michael Harrison always laughs. And Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine will always say, Doug has the ability to be able to interview himself. Mm. We just saw it right there.
Yeah. Anyway, have you read the Constitution was the question we asked you on Friday to respond to at gooddayshow.com. 56% of you said, I have never read the body of the document, but I had to memorize the preamble in school. 47 years ago. That's not the preamble.
No.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah. We had to memorize all that kind of stuff. And what did it do for us? Probably not as much as having actually read and understood what the contents were, but anyway, it was an exercise in getting our brains to work. 25% of you said that you have read the Constitution a number of times, that you are huge history buffs. 12% of you said, no, the document is too long and too complex. 7% are there cliff notes for that. And so this becomes not the war of the ages, but there's a distinguishing, really, what used to be a distinct line, but now it's kind of blurred. When you get to people who are in, let's say, my generation or Rich's generation, and then the X and the Y blur generation, Jennifer and Clay, as to whether these things are part of what we ought to learn. And I've always had a problem, frankly, with people learning things by rote, because you never get an understanding. It's like teaching to the tests. You don't really have any knowledge. You have a fact, maybe, or you have memory of a bunch of words, but who takes those words apart and understands what the words mean? That is the difference between lazy academia and penetratingly good academia.
What?
There it is. I would suggest to you that there are, unfortunately, some teachers who use the lazy method at a time when we need the involved methodology, getting people to think, getting people to understand, getting people to separate what certain words mean and how they're used, for example.
Jennifer just mentioned that she had seen a True Grit over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation in the hallways here at Radio America the other day about just how well they spoke in that movie and how direct. And they had clear intent when they spoke.
Right.
And they did not mix mash any of their words. There was no can't, won't, don't, will, won't, should, you know, whatever it is, shouldn't.
I will not.
I mean, it was very direct, and they had a lot of intent with their words.
That's the way the book was written. The book was written from the time.
We talked about how the English language has become butchered in the time, I guess, since then.
Part of it is the new media. Part of it, you know, all those of you who think the technology is the answer to everything, it's not.
Our thumbs
clearly
are dictating our grammar nowadays.
Right, and calculators are in place of a brain learning what 2 and 2 is and 4 and 4 is. You don't have to know what 8 and 8 is anymore.
Yeah.
You know, what do I need to know that for?
What's the difference in a calculator and a brain calculating?
Brains then use the matter that is there to keep your brain healthy. If you don't use your brain to keep it healthy, you'll die of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Clay, I'll tell you what the difference is. I used to be able to go to any city in this country and with a generic map, you know, that they hand you from the hotel, figure my way around the city.
Yeah.
Now I just use my GPS.
Yeah.
And
the very fact that he asked what he just did is indicative of the problem. Because he doesn't get
about it.
Do they teach spelling in school, Clay?
What? Say it again?
Do they still teach spelling in school anymore?
Yeah, but they teach spelling. They have spelling tests and things. But you think about it. Like, I've got any information I need, if I need to know anything, I've got it at my fingertips. So you could essentially say, I know everything.
No, you don't know anything.
No, you have to refer to something from some document or something that is online.
You don't know a damn thing.
Well, but he does have a point in that. I mean, I can look up anything on the Internet within 5-10 seconds.
And you add it to the discussion, and you hold it in your mind.
And that information is now in my brain.
Yeah,
now,
right.
The thing you have to do is you have to double-check what you just looked up to make sure that it is correct.
Yeah.
And if I see it in 2 or 3 places and they all kind of jive together, then I go, okay, retain this information, please.
One of the things we also have at gooddayshow.com today is an overview of the shooting victims in Arizona. We have a list of all of the folks, the young lady, Christina Taylor Green, 9 years old. We know a great deal about her. John Rohl was 63, named Arizona's chief federal judge in 2006. We know a lot about him. Gabe Zimmerman, 30-year-old director of community outreach for Giffords, the lady who was shot, handled a lot of issues raised by constituents. That was his job. Seemed to be a pretty good guy, had a master's degree in social work, cared about helping people. We've heard a lot about him. Phyllis Schneck, age 79, spent her winters in Tucson away from her home in New Jersey, became an Arizona resident, taking up the community of retirees, getting involved, a widow, been married to the fellow who was her husband for 56 years, died last year. She was around because she wanted to know what was going on. Dorwin started 76. He jumped in front of his wife. He died. She didn't. That's why we ought to know about him. Very involved in the church, community. Pretty helpful guy. He was the one I was talking about earlier. And then there was 76-year-old Dorothy Morris, moved to Tucson about 10 years ago from Nevada. Was a secretary, her husband, who was shot in the shoulder on Saturday but survived. Former pilot for United Airlines. Worked as a Marine as a youngster. Dorothy led a Bible class. So those are the people. Hello, there's a sixth person. Is there not now? Somebody said five. I'm not sure what the number is. Is it 5 or 6? But those people are profiled anyway at gooddayshow.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Here's Dr. Ken has been I didn't notice this earlier. He oftentimes, as you may have heard before, he's with us normally every day at this time. But emergencies, condition of his patients, have they trump whatever our importance is here. And once in a while, he gets a call. He has to go to the office or go to the hospital. He is an extraordinarily busy and active and important member of society. The culture of medicine in Orlando, as you can imagine, is predicated by a lot of people who are older. Ken's been practicing there, I think, 23, 24 years. He's had late cardiology, and people come from all around the area, all around the state, all around the country to go to that clinic. And so when he gets a call, he's got to go take care of the patient. So it's understandable. I don't make any excuses. I don't have to. His important medical information is very important to us. But more important that he takes care of his patients. And therefore, I find with some of these, I don't know whether Dr. Oz still practices. Of all the popular commercial, industrial doctors who are on the radio or television, mm-hmm. how many of them actually practice?
And how many of them are actually really still. Doctors?
Yeah, right. Well, we all went through that. Dr. Laura, you know, wasn't really a shrink. Right, she was a doctor of an EDD. Or
yeah,
something.
Dr. Ken walks the walk.
Right, exactly. Every day, 12, 14 hours a day, he's in that
clinic. I've been in and had his millions of dollars worth of equipment. Look at me.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't worth a million. It wasn't worth a plug nickel to see what they saw. They've looked at my same innards as yours, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Although a couple of things that were different. I heard some talk about some things that they saw.
I heard the same differences. I feel badly for you.
No, for me. Oh, really? Oh, I see. Here's a fact. Speaking about manly differences, if you're concerned about your prostate, and a lot of people aren't, but a lot of people ought to be. You see, this is the thing. The prostate problems that people don't plan for come about as a result of not getting the prostate checkup, waiting till there's an emergency. It's so foolish. A new customer for a product called Super Beta Prostate, which will get you into the same league as those who are not waiting for an aftershock but are trying to be preventative. This is not medicine, but food. This is food for your prostate. Start taking Beta Prostate now to support your prostate, to support health in your body. You don't need a prescription. All you have to do is call 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078 and get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you'll be asked for is a couple of bucks for handling, shipping it to you. That's all.
Call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. Be out front. Be protective. Be on guard. Be aware. It's always better when it comes to your health for you to be aware of what's going on in your body. Men never, ever, ever ought to be susceptible to prostate problems and won't be, I maintain, if you take foods that are like the stuff in Super Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078 for your free bottle.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here you.
To work here, or continue our focus on the work of talk and conversation focus. Love is a battlefield.
All right, I'm getting cheered up. This Benno, does it.
You're doing this is a good cheer?
Yeah, I think
so. Love is a battlefield? How's that cheery?
Because I can shake my hair around and sing a little pat. Come on.
It's a traditional girl power song.
All right, so you'll all be upset to know that Pat Benatar is 57 years old today.
Yeah, I can buy that.
About right.
That doesn't shock me.
No, okay. Film 13 going on 30, Jennifer Garner, Mark Ruffalo. That was a pretty good flick. I was watching part of a movie with Jennifer Garner, and who else was in that movie that I thought was it was a couple? The movie that was actually shot here in Framingham with Matthew McConaughey, the old girlfriend thing. What was that called, Chucker?
Oh, yeah, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that brought back a memory for me because before, you know, I believe Bad News, that was one of the first music videos ever shot.
Love is a Battlefield, is it really?
Yeah. And wow. before MTV... ABC or Channel 7 locally in New York used to show Friday night videos when the music video fad first exploded.
Oh, yeah?
That was one of the first ones ever shot. Right. Love is a Battlefield.
What a great memory, Chucker.
Yeah.
That's cool. Chuck Curry is here, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can get to it if you go to gooddayshow.com. See Chuck's picture up there in the co-conspirator box. You'll click onto that and get to some of his thoughts, including what movies he saw this weekend and the weekend box office totals coming up. Let's do a movie quiz. That's part of our tradition here. This is a movie that stars a couple of rough and ready guys. One of them more well-known than the other, but pretty much everybody knows both of them, and their names, their first names are the same. Let's see if that helps you when you figure out about this film, which topped the box office during this week in 1989.
Is everybody supposed to feel sorry for you because you're in a wheelchair?
What?
I was on Iwo Jima. We lost 5,000 in the first day. Don't go crying in your fear to me. You served and you lost. Now you got to live with it. You're a Marine, man. Semper Fi.
All right, everybody should get it after that. Pretty easy. 800-510-8255. Nobody's got it, right?
No.
It's only easy if you know it.
Thank you, Chucker. Right. Right. Write that down somewhere. All right, next clip, Richie.
Now, what's the matter with you anyway? Huh? You served? Uncle Bob served?
I know, Lenny, I know.
And what, don't you remember what President Kennedy said? There's not going to be an America anymore unless there are people who are willing to sacrifice. I love my country, Dad.
All right.
I know. Yeah. I know it.
Yeah. What's the promise here? Well, let's see if this last clue holds promise for you at 800-510-8255. You know the movie, Haven't Won Before Movie Moments. Hurry up and get to the phone because the first person in with the right answer gets the prize.
I want my leg.
What? You can't feel it nohow.
My leg. I want my leg, you understand? All I'm saying is I want to be treated like a human being. I fought for my country. I am a Vietnam veteran. I fought for my country.
There was a really strong message. This one of the reasons this film did as well as it did is because it struck at a nerve that still was very prominent in our country in the late 80s, how disgracefully, disgustingly we treated the men and women who served in Vietnam. A national disgrace. Military personnel were being dissed, and this film was about it, frankly. That was what the film was about. 800-510-8255. While you're calling, Chucker has the totals from the weekend box office.
Okay, Doug, number one, True Grit, $15 million. This film has performed much better than expected, even more better than I expected.
More better? Wait a minute. More better? What does that mean? More better. Well,
in my professional opinion.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, it's performed a lot better than I expected. $110.4 million, 3 weeks of release. Paramount has to be very happy because the Coen brothers brought it in for $38 million. You know, it's interesting. AMC showed the original True Grit with John Wayne Saturday night, and I was watching it. And the original is long, probably a half hour longer. And the girl who stars in the remake, I think, is a lot better than the actress who was in her
20s. Kim Darby. Yeah, Kim Darby was
number two was Little Fockers, $13.8, $125 million in 3 weeks of release. Nicolas Cage, new period action film, Season of the Witch, opened an okay 10.7. The budget was 40. Tron Legacy, 9.8, $150 million in 4 weeks of release. The budget on that one, 170. And Black Swan with Natalie Portman, who will win the Oscar, in my opinion, for Best Actress, ran out the top five. This one's done at $61 million in 6 weeks.
The Fighter is still in there in the top ten. That's interesting to note. Ed is in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Ed, what do you think the name of that movie is?
Born on the 4th of July.
Tom Cruise and Tom Berenger from 1989. Yes, sir. Thank you. You'll get our prize. Appreciate your call. Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.